Next case, please.
The next application is 11,698 Mark and Diana Rigoni. Seek variances to reduce the side yard setback, sections 115-42B and 115-181B of the Sussex County Zoning Ordinance. The property is located on the northwest side of Blue Teal Road, approximately 414 feet northwest of Swan Drive. The 911 address is 37001 Blue Teal Drive in Selbyville. The zoning district is GR. The tax map is District 533, map 12.20, parcel 45. Specifically, they're asking for a 1-foot variance for the side, a 5-foot variance for the side, and a 4.5-foot variance for the HVAC. We did receive no letters in support, one letter in opposition, and the letter in opposition states that they are the executor of the adjacent property to located in the north of the subject site at 37003 Blue Teal Road. They object to the variance as currently proposed. However, they would support a variance if it was revised as indicated below. Their objection to the variance for the side yard setback pertains to its limitations on future development on their property at 37005 Blue Teal Road, which is on the north side. They were previously granted a variance to reduce the side yard setback to approximately 5 feet. While their father had no objection to the waiver at the time, a variance to reduce the setback on the south side of their property as proposed will provide dwellings within 5 feet of their property on both the north and south sides. And their concerns are that the variance provides small side yards on both lots adjacent to their property and may limit or preclude their ability to receive a variance for side yards reduction. It would reduce the side yards on both sides of their property, will reduce privacy by placing the adjacent dwellings on both properties in close proximity to their dwelling on their lot. The air conditioning units located within the reduced side yards on both sides would create additional noise and reduce quality of life by placing the units in close proximity to their windows. The reduced side yards on both sides of their property would preclude emergency equipment and or construction equipment from accessing the side and rear yards on their lot. And the reduced side yards on both sides of their property would reduce, will make our lot appear smaller, reduce property value, and make a lot more difficult to sell. They recognize that the properties are narrow and variances are required to provide a typical size dwelling. However, they respectfully request that the variance for the 5-foot side yard setback for the applicant be limited to their southern side. It appears that this can be easily accomplished by shifting the proposed dwelling to the south. Please note that we have no objection to providing a 9-foot side yard on the northern side of the property or the placement of the steps or air conditioning units on the northern side, assuming a 9-foot setback. They thank you for your consideration, and that's Patricia Okolowski. And that's all we have for the record. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Brian Elliott with Integrity Builders, 1628 Bay Road, Milford, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony about to give the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I only got it.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. I would respectfully request the variance be granted as requested. I'd like to point out just a couple things in listening to the one request for denial, which I certainly respect the homeowner to the north's thoughts in regards to their property. However, she had mentioned that they would then possibly have HVAC units on both sides of their house, and the noise would be a kind of a nuisance. Well, actually, if you look at the survey that I've supplied, the HVAC unit for this proposed dwelling for the Rangiones would be on the south side of their house, hence it would be on the other side of the house, completely away from the north property, that is kind of requested the variance be denied. So our HVAC unit wouldn't even be on the side of the house facing the home that the neighbors to the north are requesting the variance be denied. Also, throughout the community of Swan Keys, since it was initially established as really a trailer community, side yard setback variance are kind of a given oftentimes in Swan Keys, simply because the nature and characteristic of the lots are 40 feet wide. So there are many other dwellings or many other homes that have neighboring homes that are 5-foot setbacks, 3-foot setbacks. So there's a lot of other homes, what I'm getting at, in that community that have 5-foot setbacks on both sides, and that does not actually affect or reduce the value of those properties. Swanky value of properties continue to rise as people continue to tear down mobiles and build new homes in that development there. In regards to meeting the criteria for variance approval, the lot is undersized, so it is very unique. It is a 40-foot wide lot. It can't really be otherwise developed. The homeowner has planned out the home to create minimum evasion of setbacks. They haven't requested a 28 or a 30-foot wide home. They've actually requested a 26-foot wide home, which is a narrow home today's industry standards. It wasn't created by the applicant. It was a purchased lot in what was once created to be a single wide community that's now being developed and turned into a stick-built community. It would not alter the essential characteristic of the neighborhood, as a proposed dwelling would conform with the other homes in the community, including side yard setbacks, as small as 5 feet. And it is a minimum variance requested for necessarily to afford relief for this proposal.
Would you be aware of what kind of dwelling is on the property to the north?
To the north?
From the opposition, yes.
I've been on the property, but I don't recall. I've got two other homes I'm building in the community and two other variances to go through. So I don't remember if it's a single wide, if it's a new stick build. I don't recall.
Do we have any indication of how far they are from the property line on their south side?
I do not have any information regarding that application. That is one of the few properties that has not actually received a variance. Most of the other properties on that road have received a variance for side yards.
Thank you.
That would lead me to believe that it's probably an older property if they haven't requested a variance. And I thought I could be wrong. I thought Ms. Cardwell had mentioned in the when they had written the letter requesting denial, which was very polite in the way they did it, but I thought they had mentioned if this was granted, they would then have a home 5 foot from their property line on both sides of the home, which would give them a small 10-foot window between the two houses. So I'm guessing theirs is 5 foot from the property line. I could be wrong about that. Is that what you read?
If it's a mobile home, is it a mobile home?
I'm guessing if they've had no variance, I would say it's probably a mobile home then, because
if it's been there
for a long time, it's a mobile home.
Okay, then that's 5 foot setback.
Mm-hmm.
Seems to me that you can take care of the screen porch, put that in compliance. Why can't you move it over to the south side?
If they moved it over to the south side and requested a 1 foot side setback on that side and a 5 foot setback on the other side, they'd still be asking for the same variance just on opposite sides. So they wouldn't be in compliance with a 40-foot lot and 10-foot side setbacks. The house could only be 20 feet wide to be in compliance with today's setbacks. And the home that they're requesting be built is not 20 foot wide, it's 26 foot wide, which dictates we request a variance for side yard setbacks.
It's the old saying down in that area, they're trying to put 10 pounds of potatoes in a 5 pound bag, right?
Yeah, and I will say most of the time, and I built a lot on the coast as well, like Broadkill and Slaughter Beach and whatnot, but most of the time the lots are 50 foot wide and the people build a 28 or a 30 wide home. I would say in regards to the Ron Guillons, they haven't tried to say, hey, we got a 40-foot lot, Brian, and we want a 30-foot wide house. A 26-foot wide home is very narrow for a new stick-built house.
Well, let's see if we can work together here now. Proposed screen porch, can you bring that into compliance? Can you cut part of that off? And say, it's not built yet, so mm-hmm. You can design that.
You know, I'd have to ask the homeowner if they're willing to cut that off. I guess if the board dictated that it had to be cut off and shortened, they would do that. but that still wouldn't bring the...
You know, it's shortening the deck and it's bringing it into compliance.
But it, the house would still not be in compliance, though.
That's right. Now, I was getting to that.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a bought home or what?
Right now, it's a vacant lot.
Okay.
But they bought an empty lot.
26 wide, is that the way... Is that the way that they're delivered a home?
Manufactured home?
No, it's a stick built. Mm-hmm. It is a stick built, yeah.
Thanks, I'll try to get to that.
Mm-hmm.
So it'd be 21 foot wide then, right? If they was in compliance.
Well, actually it would be 20 feet wide, yeah.
Sorry. Yeah, you'd have to take... Okay. But you could possibly bring that screen porch into compliance, correct?
You could bring the screen porch into compliance, although it would look odd on the design of their home, and it still wouldn't solve the problem of the side yard setback that the one consumer or the one home landowner complained about.
I'm not interested in aesthetics. Okay. I'm interested in the...
The answer to your question, sir, would be yes, but I would respectfully and humbly point out that throughout this development, there are many other homes and just scenarios just like that that have literally 4 and 5 yards foot setbacks on both sides of the home. We're not even requesting to go that far.
All right. Well, where are
they? Staff could. The screen porch is considered part of the house, so it would just still be...
It's attached, isn't it?
It's part of the house in itself.
Okay. It would
so
be,
staff's looking at it as it's a one foot variance from
the staff is looking at it as a variance for the whole
for that house. Side of the okay. For the entire dwelling.
All right,
that's considered
that
part
question.
Of the dwelling.
That answers that question. Mr. Mills, you know, I often wanted to ask you this. You're in the business, sir. Is this the normal size of HVACs?
I'm not sure I can interject professional testimony here, Mr. Ricker.
Well, what's your opinion?
I can tell you they come in different sizes and they require different requirements. There's different requirements as far as the distance between the unit and the house.
Oh, is that right?
That all varies.
Well, that answers it.
That answers it.
Mr. Mills is allowed to interject personal knowledge as long as it's in the record.
Okay.
But in the future, it's probably best to direct those questions to the
applicant
and see if he could answer that for you. He is a builder, I believe he testified.
Well, answer that question for me.
Well,
that's the normal that they have down in that area.
It is. From what I understand, the county typically allows, say you have a 10-foot side setback.
Right.
The county doesn't like you to encroach more than 3 feet into that setback with the HVs with an outside compressor. And we would be 3 foot off the house. So.
Mm-hmm.
So we're asking for the minimum relief for the outdoor compressor, sir.
All right.
So to further answer that, to interject some professional knowledge, most outdoor units are at least 3 foot in width and depth, mm-hmm. and typically require 8 to 10 inches from the house distance.
That was my next question. For circulation.
So typically you're looking at a 4 foot encroachment, not three.
Okay.
At least.
Okay.
That's for a lesser efficient unit. More efficient units going to be even bigger.
Thank you for that. We've been doing this for quite a while here, and I wanted to ask that question. I have no other questions.
Hey, Mr. Burton,
no questions.
Okay. Let me understand. This is a proposed dwelling, it's not built.
Yes, sir.
When they bought the lot, they knew it was a 40-foot lot.
Yes, sir.
They knew what the setbacks were when they bought the lot. Were they made aware of it?
They had already purchased the lot when they came to me to build, but I would assume whatever real estate agent they worked with to purchase that lot would have apprised them of the setbacks, I would imagine. But I'm not the real estate agent. Most of them are pretty honest, but when they came to me, they already owned the lot, so I couldn't definitively answer that, sir.
So there's no way then that they can build on this lot to this home to make it to be in compliance with what the setbacks are for the county.
Well, they could if they built a 20-foot wide home, but then that would really be a small footprint. There's not too many people that build a 20-foot wide stick-built home. So could it be done? Yes, it could be done. Would it be reasonable? Probably not, because it's very hard to lay out rooms in a 20-foot wide home.
Right. So then would you say then that this was being created by the applicant of wanting a size home on this size lot?
I would not say it's really being created by the applicant, as they're not asking for a 28 or 30-foot wide home, which is a standard width home.
Right.
So they're trying to afford lesser relief. They're not asking for your typical 28 or 30-foot wide shotgun coastal home. They're requesting a 26-foot wide coastal home. So I don't think it's really being created.
I don't think they've understand now on 40-foot lot, 30-foot or 31-foot, then when you want to come ask for
right,
that.
So right.
Having my question in, so it would be.
Okay.
Okay. That's all I have. No, I'm sorry.
Yes, sir.
Is the practical difficulty in a longer home less than 20 or 20 feet? Access from one end to the other?
Excuse me, say that again, sir.
Is the difficulty when building a narrow home of 20 feet, is it the practical difficulty, you know, allowing access from one end to the other?
It is, because what happens when you have, if you have a decent bedroom, decent sized room, you're trying to create a hallway to get from one end to the other, and it really inhibits the size of the rooms that you can actually build.
So for the case, in the case of handicap access, where a mobile double wide or a mobile home, the hallway might be only three feet, you wouldn't be able to get a 4-foot wide hallway for handicap accessibility.
You would not be able to in a 20-foot wide home and actually make decent use of the home. The rooms would be so small,
right.
It'd be very difficult.
No other questions.
How many bedrooms do you have in it?
It is a four-bedroom home.
Four-bedroom home?
Mm-hmm. Two-story?
Two-story, one down and three up.
Mm-hmm. How do you access the first floor? Or the house, I guess I should say. I don't see stairs.
Yeah, the first floor of the house would actually be accessed from the street side, steps going straight up the front.
Yeah, step. Okay.
Does this have some pollens?
No, sir.
What's the front setback?
The front setback is 10 feet, and the proposed building is in compliance with the front yard setback. It is actually beyond. It is 26.3 feet. So if there are steps, it would be within.
They wouldn't encroach into the.
Is there parking issues in Swan Keys?
I would say yes. A lot of the homes are so close to the road. I couldn't fit my pickup in some of their front driveways. You could put a small compact car from the road to the home. With this particular dwelling, the way it's going to be laid out, it would be 26 feet from the road, which would allow them to park between the street and the home.
So that's another reason why you weren't into the front yard. You didn't build closer into the front yard so you could have space for parking.
They'd have no space for parking, okay. Correct.
You mentioned it's two stories, no parking underneath, I assume.
No parking underneath.
If this lot were 50 feet wide, you'd be able to fit this on there with no variance, is that right?
Yes, sir.
And you've explored trying to cut this thing down in size so that it can fit on this lot?
I have not explored that. It's a customer's plan, and I'm trying to accommodate them and build them a reasonably sized home on their coastal property.
Do you believe a reasonably sized home would fit within the building footprint?
No, I do not.
Okay.
And as Mr. Mills had stated, if it was a 20-wide home for ADA compliance, to make practical use of the home and lay it out, it'd be very difficult to get from the front to the back, let alone a set of stairs going to the top floor.
Now, the neighbor to the north,
and
their letter of opposition was, my understanding was they seemed to be concerned about the proximity of the dwelling to their property line. Have you consulted with them at all, or are you aware if the applicant's consulted with them at all?
I would say the applicant does not know them. Most of the folks in Swan Keys are their vacation homes for the most part. Most of them do not live there full time. So I wouldn't even know who owns the property to the north. I would point out that what we're requesting is not unique to Swan Keys, to have setbacks that are minimum on both sides. So as to the point that they had pointed out that it would not allow their property to appreciate, or it would depreciate the value of their property, I'd say that's definitely incorrect. By building a new home next to a trailer, their property value is going to increase. Just because it's 5 feet away, it's not going to decrease the value of the trailer. It's going to increase the value of the land that the trailer that they own sits on. They also had mentioned, I believe, from what Mrs. Cornwell stated, that they were concerned about HVAC units being on both sides of their home, creating noise. Well, my applicant, the HVAC unit was on the entire other side of the home, so it wouldn't even, they wouldn't hear their, you know, my customer's HVAC unit.
Is there a pattern of how some of these homes are laid out on Swan Keys?
I would say no, there's not really a pattern. It's usually dictated by the floor plan that the customer selects. I think sometimes there's, you know, sometimes they're put right in the center of the lot. Sometimes they're set off to the left or to the right. Sometimes it's dictated by the neighboring home or their sidewalks, how close is the trailer to the left or to the right of them. You know, they may try to set it a little further away, or it just, I don't think there's any pattern, because the individual consumer is taking a look at the property, seeing what's on both sides of them, and trying to decide, hey, if my home fits on this property, that here's how it would look best and best fit the property, I would say.
How far is the home to the south from the property line?
I do not know. And I have no concern if the house to the south or the house to the north, if it's 3 feet or 2 feet or 1 feet to the property line, I don't think that really concerned this consumer. If that makes sense, they weren't worried how close the other homes were.
The house to the north seemed to have concern that
Yes. The
house to their south
Yeah. Was
going to be close, and then the house to their north was going to be
Yeah.
close, which would in theory give them very little breathing room between their home, if they were to build it, and those homes. So that's what I was curious as to. The house to the south of this lot, is there breathing room there,
Yeah.
or is it close to your property?
Unfortunately, I don't know that, sir. I don't know how to answer that, Mr. Sharp. I would say, though, that if the homeowner to the north goes to build, they're going to be requesting a variance as well. Because if they have a trailer and a 40-foot wide lot, when they go to build or they sell their property for someone to build, same consumer is going to need.
I think their letter referenced that they believe that a variance is necessary to build a home on the property, if I recall, Ms. Cornwell.
They were actually concerned that that if this variance was granted, it could harm their ability to get a variance for a side yard setback.
But didn't they say in that letter something about that they believe a variance would be needed to build a reasonably sized home? Maybe I misheard it.
Variances to provide small side yards on both of the lots adjacent to our property may limit or preclude our ability to receive a variance for a side yard reduction. Reduced side yards on both of our properties will reduce privacy. They're concerned about air conditioning units and the noise, emergency equipment, and then it would make reduced side yards on both sides would make their lot appear smaller, reducing property value and making it more difficult to sell.
Okay. Maybe I misheard. Okay.
Good.
I have no further questions.
Okay. Yeah, let me ask you again. The proposed porch, I'm trying to work with you here. If you put that in compliance, okay, and you said you'd have to ask the owner, okay? Now, what can we do about the north side? Can we build a house that will be something that they could live in? I mean, can we adjust that some way? I want your opinion.
I would
seem to know what you're talking about.
I would say that adjusting the screen porch doesn't make a lot of sense, because it's not into the west setback, it's into the north setback, and even if it's adjusted, the dwelling itself will still be within that setback. So I think at this point, I would respectfully request it be granted, but I mean, if the board's going to say, hey, we're not going to grant this, then I think they would be willing to accept, you know, Would I have to go back to another variance to you know, take it, say, 2 more feet away from the north property line? I think what the concerns that the consumer on the north have about the HVAC unit, that was disputed and incorrect. As far as them going at hurting the resale value of your property, that's incorrect because every one of the properties down there are 40 feet wide. No one has any privacy, so there is no privacy. So that point that they're pointing out has no merit, really.
I think what I'm trying to tell you is exactly what I told you about the potatoes.
Yes, sir.
Okay?
Yes, sir.
I want that to be heard and in the record that we're looking at this very closely nowadays so that when you buy a piece of property, I would think that you would be concerned about what the setbacks are and
yes.
What I'm going to do with that property.
And they
and
may
a
have...
a builder like yourself...
Yes, sir.
Okay, is going to, and I'm sure you did, tell them what they had to work with.
Well, they already owned the property when they came to me.
Okay.
So, see, I can't really say whether they're realtor or whether
well,
they knew...
I would assume
if they bought this property, they would have to know what the setbacks are. If I was selling the property as a builder, I would tell them, I don't know if the realtor did. So when they came to me, the only thing I can say is, hey, folks, you've got a 40-foot wide lot there, and you've got 10-foot wide setbacks. It's very difficult to build a home without a variance in Swan Keys. And that's what I explained to the consumer, and this is kind of what we came up with.
Okay. But you do, when you know that, you...
I always point that out, yes, okay. Sir.
Good.
And they wanted to move forward.
They did want to move forward, yeah.
So they did create it in a way, though. And you're explaining it to them,
mm-hmm.
Thank you for that.
No. How the first floor of the proposed dwelling, how high is it off the ground?
They're going to do 9 courses a block. Mm-hmm. So, and I would say base flood's probably about
9/8.
They've probably only got to be 3.5 feet off the ground there. The problem is, if you're going to put an AC, if you're going to put ductwork underneath the home, you've got to be above base flood elevation. You've really got to build up there because of flooding there in Swan Keys.
Is the HVAC system or unit going on a stand or on mounted on the wall?
It will actually go on a stand. I don't like the wall. When you mount them on the wall, they vibrate really bad. We typically put them on a composite platform up above base flood elevation.
I guess what I'm getting at, if the same size house, I see the need for, the 26-foot wide houses, really no wider than most double wide homes.
Mm-hmm.
The concern seems to be the neighbor on the north.
Okay.
So, would your customer, the applicant, do you think they would be objectionable to us granting a 4 foot or 5-6 foot variance on the south side with a 1/2 foot variance for the HVAC, and then therefore they'd have this 10-foot setback on the
right.
North side.
So, say that, so in other
shift,
words,
shift the house
yeah.
To the
so
to
make it a 6-foot setback on the left hand side would make it an 8-foot setback on the north side.
No, nope. If you move the house 5 feet.
If we move the house 5 feet, we have
to the south.
Mm-hmm.
Then you meet the north setback.
Okay.
And the house would be 4 feet, which would require a 6-foot variance for the home on the
mm-hmm.
south side,
okay.
And a 1/2 foot variance for the HVAC.
I would say if that would grant us a variance for side yard setbacks, I would say I could speak on their behalf and they would accept that. Then there will be jet skis on the north side between the house and the property owner's house. That's not our. So they might not like that either, but I would say yes, sir, Mr. Mills. That would be certainly an acceptable proposal.
So you are going to work with the north side with a 5 foot. You will work with that 5 foot.
Yes, sir.
Okay, you're going to move that 5 feet.
So we're going to.
So then the variance request would be 6 feet,
6 feet
on the south side for the dwelling, and 9.5 feet for the HVAC unit.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Right. For the house?
Yes.
9.5
You can take 5 feet off the
Does it have to be?
Up the north side.
Next to it, isn't it?
No. I don't think.
I'm pretty sure it's a trailer.
We advertise it as reduction of side yard setbacks, so it's.
So we can make the jet flooding.
I can't remember, Mr. Workman, unfortunately.
And the only opposition is on the north side.
Yeah. And we can't.
Now, the question then becomes, you've got somebody on the south side who may have been okay with this proposal, but may not have been okay with this change.
How would they know it was this proposal?
Exactly.
They could have come in and looked at the application and noticed that they had no problem. I cannot speak to whomever comes in and looks at applications. People do that.
Isn't it a vacant lot on the left-hand side?
I could not answer that.
You tell us.
Oh, sir, I look at so many lots. I've got 11 homes in the field right now.
You know, this property was posted.
I wouldn't be able to tell you honestly. I think the property on the left-hand side, there's two vacant lots. I think the one on the left-hand side is vacant. The one on the north has a trailer on it.
Okay.
That's my recollection, but I wouldn't, you know, that is my honest recollection, but could I be mistaken? Well, I could.
I appreciate that.
So Jamie, you're saying by us changing that up, somebody else might be against that?
Well, there's the argument for it. You know, that, now, we've advertised the right way, so they've been noticed that there was an application here for side yard setbacks, and they would have, you know, these things, you know, these things can be changed. So it didn't say, you know, it's for this many feet on this side. It wasn't advertised that way.
No.
But, you know, if you're moving it and you're going to have something that's going to be half a foot away from their property line, yeah, that's, and they, you know, maybe there's somebody here to testify, but I don't know. You know, we haven't heard from supporters or opposition, so there may be somebody here that would want to testify anyhow.
And, of course, we're still posting those properties, right? So they would see the posting.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it is posted.
The property is posted.
Mm-hmm. And they would have received a letter.
And
correct.
Correct.
Within 2 weeks.
But for what they're asking for, not what we're changing, right?
For only side yard setback.
It says side yard setback.
That's it.
It doesn't specify.
From a notice thing, you know, they're on notice that there's an application to have a variance from a side yard setback, and including if they had come in, that there would be one on that side.
Okay.
So they're aware of that. The, you know, the question is, it is a change, you know.
Yeah. It's still a side yard setback.
Does the office?
Correct.
The office doesn't keep records of any inquiries about each case?
We do not. We only keep track of letters that come in regarding an application. We don't check. We don't track phone calls about applications.
Emails?
If we have an email, that goes into the file. The only thing we don't track are phone calls. That there are too many of the people in the office to try and track all the phone calls that come in. But emails and letters, we do track. And then we tell people if they can't do that, to please show up.
Okay.
And go to work. Okay. Hearing no further questions then. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Go ahead, John.
You all okay with that?
I'm okay.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion. Well, let me address the standards. I think the applicant has demonstrated that there is a uniqueness to the property because of the width and also because a house of livable size, ADA compliant, can't otherwise be put on the property, therefore making it such that it cannot otherwise be developed. And I don't think the applicant has created this problem. They didn't make the width of the lot or establish that. Because we know that there have been many other variances granted in Swan Keys of similar nature. Certainly don't think it'll alter the central character of the neighborhood. And I think the request, because of the difficulty in building a house of comfortable size. The applicant is asking for minimum variance. So I would make a motion that we approve a variance of 6 feet for the dwelling on the south side of the property and 9.5 feet for the HVAC unit.
On the south side?
On the south side, yes.
I'll second that motion.
Yeah, I have a motion by Mr. Milch and a second by Mr. Rickman that we approve case number 11,698 with revised variances. Are there any questions for that? If not, all those in favor of the motion?
Aye for the reasons stated.
And Mr. Borbick?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Rickman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
And Mr. Milch?
Aye for my reasons.
Now, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reason had been stated, so by vote 5-0, case number 11,698 is approved.
Thank you for working through this with me, gentlemen. Thank you. Yeah. Have a good night.
We'll stay in the recess for about 10 minutes, guys.